We had a real powerful experience.
Did you see it?
Are you here? Please, can you make yourself be known?
This Halloween.
I was affected.
Oh, my God.
You were affected.
What's it doing to you?
There is no escape.
There's some evil in this house.
Experience 13 nights of brand new paranormal shows.
What is going on here?
You okay?
No.
Do you think it's dangerous for me to be in the house?
I wouldn't be there.
Halloween on Really starts tonight at 9.
There's definitely something here.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay. Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Anna.
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters, and Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. Hi. My name is Ronnie Kara. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast. And here I am with my gorgeous co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, babe?
Oh, I am great. I'm happy. It's Below Deck Day. I love talking Below Deck. It's one of my favorite shows on Bravo right now. It cracks me up. But I'm also super excited because we are closing in on our Seattle show. It's just over 2 weeks away. Technically, it's 16 days away from today, and there are tickets available. We are going to have a great time up in Seattle because it's Seattle, and how could you not have a great time up there? I mean, it's where Amazon is, for crying out loud, and Nintendo, and Xbox. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com for those tickets, and then in December, come see us in Nashville. There is like a handful of tickets left, like less than 20, low ticket alert. So go get those tickets while you can, because once they're gone, they are gone.
Yeah, that's the truth, ain't it, Ben?
It really is the truth. Isn't that funny how that works? When things are about to run out, they run out.
Well, guess what today is? It's Below Deck Day, Hula Mean Girls Day.
Yes, that's my favorite kind of mean girl, a hula mean girl.
Yes, it matters more when, like, you're being mean during a hula party.
Mm-hmm, yeah, especially when you are shading someone about being Michelle from Destiny's Child. Like, that's... that's the best kind of mean girling.
And when they don't really get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll get to that. So yeah, Below Deck time. I love Below Deck. I was driving around today. I was driving to the old apartment. And for whatever reason, at every intersection or anytime I hit the brakes, I kept doing a Kate voice. I kept going, huh,
huh,
huh, huh, huh. I saw like someone swerve in traffic. I was like, huh. Because that's how I imagine Kate drives. She just quietly passes judgment. She doesn't say, out of my way, motherfucker. She's just like, well, I guess that's a choice you're going to make in your life.
For children ahead.
Well, I guess you could make that left turn while that protect arrow is still on. I guess that's something you could do. Or you could do what you're currently doing, which is just sit there like an idiot.
So it's the second day of charter, and the violins are like dun 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 dun. I was like, someone is getting beheaded, okay? Someone is gonna die. That's that music. Like on any other show, it'd be like a head rolling down a hill. But on this show, it's just Ross going, Chandler, what's her name? Riley, can't take instruction. Either you talk to her or I nip it in the butt.
This new Ross voice that you've busted out.
Well, it's kind of the same accent. It's just with marble mouth. Kind of talks like he has marble mouth.
So, Ross is complaining to Chandler about Riley. See? No, Riley. Because they just had this little boat trip to a cave and there was like miscommunication and Riley was like, you can't swim. But then he's like, you can swim. And then she was like, it's time to get out. And he's like, oh no, get out, you know?
Yeah. And Chandler, this episode really does focus on how little Chandler does. This episode will go down in my brain is the one where we found out all Chandler does is sleep. Or at least it's really hammered into our brain how much he sleeps.
He got the Hannah edit this episode.
Yeah, he did get the Hannah edit. And he's like, look, let's just make it through the charter. And Ross is like, all right. And then he goes straight up to the captain. And he's like, oh, you about that? It's not my place to tell what I'm saying, but when the guest has a question, Riley's all, this is happening, no, that's happening. And this is when we were underwear for the calves.
Captain Lee's like, but did anyone iron my goddamn pants yet? That's what I care about.
Hey, has anybody been singing the famous Broadway song, Ironing the Captain's Pants? That's what I'd like to know. God damn it.
Did you go to the cave or not? That's all I care about.
I thought the captain was going to be super pissed that this kid is coming up and tattletaling. You know? Yeah. That's like very like non-rank of him. Eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a bitch move, okay?
Yeah, but Captain Lee's instead like, well, let me tell you something. Riley shouldn't be telling you anything. I mean, what sort of name is that? Riley, spelled R-H-Y-L-E-E. What name is that?
Really? Riley? Yeah. Really?
Really? Riley? Maybe your name is Really, as in, you really gotta fix your attitude. Really?
He's like, copy that, but that's not all. Dun 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 dun. There's a breakdown of communication. Chandler is supposed to take orders from you, but then he miscommunicates them to me. I'm like,
Yeah, so then Lee, Captain
Ross,
is like,
you are a little biatch, okay? You're a little tattletaling bitch. And usually this is a character on, like, The Bachelor. There's always someone who's like, they're not here for the right reasons. But now this is Ross.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to do a Ross impersonation of like, no, this is Ross.
This is Ross. I mean, that character is Ross in this show.
I do have to say, I love that show, This Is Ross. I cry every single time.
It's just someone else gets tattletailed on every
single
Ross
time. It's like Ross is like different generations of people tattling, and then a crock pot burns them all down. So then Captain Lee's like, it's a really morbid show. It's like the one thing they don't tattle on is the bad crock pot. I have something to say about the crock pot. What is it? I won't say. Well, then I'm sure we'll be fine.
So the captain handles this in the way all of us, I think, are handling in our heads, which is he's staring off into space and just dangling his radio back and forth. Like, Jesus Christ on a cracker. God damn it. Low energy. God damn it. Coming from me.
Captain Lee he's in his like patented seating position that he's in the bridge, you know, where he's like sitting on a stool, but he has his elbow. He's like propped up his upper body on the table with his elbow, but the elbow is like a little too far away. So he's sort of like leaning forward as if he's like maybe going to grab a pen all the way on the other side of the table, but maybe not. He's I'm sort of extended across the table, but I'm not fully extended because God damn it, I don't know where I want to be.
Well, thanks for coming in and checking with me, all right? And then he tells us, I'm real impressed with Ross. What bargains? You go in there, you can find signs made out of tin, all right? So people know where the kitchen is, because it says kitchen.
You know what? He dresses for less, and he works for more. I like that. So then we just see a shot of Kate being like, hi, I'm looking for some local dancers and musicians. Thank you very much. And then she just kills a fly, which is like,
it's like, got it. The sound of the fly squishing is,
Well, she probably was like, hey, fly, why don't you just, like, hang out over here? We'll just, like, hang out and be friends. Like, we're just going to be friends. Got it.
She just, like, ignores the fly until it kills itself.
She and Josiah just make fun of the fly until it just feels so much shame that it dies.
And then they it's like, oh, I don't know how to hula dance.
Yes. Anyway.
So they keep showing Josiah polishing this martini glass over and over again.
Yeah.
Or they had 10 martini glasses, but I thought it was funny. It's like everyone else are like, this is Ross in its underwear. Look, Josiah's polishing another martini glass.
I do it very carefully and slowly. So Kate's like, Josiah's so great. Like, He's probably my favorite stew I've ever had in all my seasons I've ever been doing this. Unlike that crazy mop that's downstairs trying to make a bed, and they cut to Caroline, and she's like, "All right, come here, Mr. Fitted Sheet. You're getting around this corner if it's the last thing I do. Ooh, damn it, got away from me again."
I've never felt sheets being resentful before.
I like that sheet. Okay, Caroline, the sheet is third stew. You're fourth.
So she's talking to the chef. And she's tasting his food. She's like, "This might be the first charter I ever gained weight. So we're going to do a luau on the beach. It's going to be spectacular."
And by the way, you are supposed to say right now, but you look great and you don't look like you've gained weight. Thanks, Adrian. Thank you.
So on deck, Riley's like, "So should we go ahead and start like loading up this boat gear now?"
Yeah. And Ross is doing, he's like, "I feel kind of bad because I threw Riley onto the yacht, as it were. And I feel bad about it, but I guess I did it anyway, so oh well." Meanwhile, Chandler's still napping.
Yeah, Chandler just keeps going to sleep. He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to get a little shut-eye, okay? I'm fucking tired, right? It's just going to be a few minutes while everybody else works."
So then, and then Kate and Caroline
starts talking to a wall.
She's like, "Oh, I love this wood paneling. Oh, I'm sorry, it's you, Caroline."
"Oh my God, that wood paneling just blinked. Did anybody else see that?"
"Caroline, are you tired? Are you? Because you look absolutely terrible. I mean, the bags under your face. It looks like you've got two canoes there."
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm great. Although actually last night it's kind of crazy. Like Chandler, like he didn't really like help me. He said he was like going to help. And then he's like, "I'm not going to help." And then I was like, "But what about the dishes?" And he's like, "Do the dishes yourself." And I said, "What about the trash?" He's like, "Oh, I'm going to sleep." I was like, "Ooh."
She always does that look where like she closes one eye like Popeye and then like bites a lip like, "Aah." And Kate's like, "Well, it sounds to me like he probably feels like he's above helping a lower rank needing help drying dishes. So that's just feedback. That's just feedback I just gave you." She's like, "Oh my God, thanks, Kate. Thanks."
Like, I don't think Caroline is complaining because Chandler didn't help her. I think Caroline is complaining because Chandler didn't give her attention. But I guess it's hard to give attention to someone who looks like a giant potted plant with roses coming out of it. Oh, I guess that is something you give attention to. Well, then I just don't understand her.
So she's like, "Okay, that was a great talk. Now do all the portside cabins, okay? Great." So then we
cut
to Riley.
"Great, I'm going to go over here and pass judgment over you. Thank you. Bye."
So then we cut to Riley working her ass off. And this show really, again, is so good at confusing you. Because one minute it's like, "God, Riley's lippy." And the next second it's like, "God, she's the hardest working person who's ever been on the show." Like every time they cut to her, she's like slinging something over her head, you know.
She's always covering something with something else. She's like, "Oh, this stupid job. Let me put this tarp around this other thing right now, just for the fun of it." It's like constant putting tarps on things.
Yeah, there's a lot of tarping on this episode.
A lot of tarp, like take off the tarp, put on the tarp, take off the tarp, put on the tarp. And then there's like a moment of like, "Everything I do it for you, Brian Adams, a.k.a. my son. I'm Ross, and I have a son."
Do you get like bonus money for like tattletaling, you a-hole?
So then Caroline's like, "Caroline to Chandler, Chandler to Caroline. I mean, I'm sorry, Caroline Chandler. Just one way. It's just Caroline to Chandler, everyone. Caroline Chandler."
Kate's like, "God, she's obsessed with Chandler. Huh, got another fly."
"Sorry, Caroline. Didn't mean to hurt you. Oh, that was a fly."
And then the chef's like, "I like her. She's like, you know, deer like in a headlight. Like, I really like her. Yeah."
Like, her third eye is so confused.
So
it's bad when Adrian is making fun of you, by the way. This is Adrian who, like, has a third eye and spends his time being a yogi and intuiting things. And he's shading you? That's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's always flies around him. Like, there's something weird. There's something weird about Adrian. I'm saying it.
Isn't it funny how I'm always killing Adrian's friends? So then all of a sudden we see Caroline walk up to a door and be like, "Ooh!" And then she, like, skedaddles away. Like, okay.
So Caroline goes up to Chandler, and he's changing, and he's, like, so dead-eyed. The only reason I know he's alive is because his body's moving, because his face isn't. He's just like...
He's like human kelp.
She's like, "Hi, Chandler! I just wanted to say I'm, like, really sorry about last night. I guess I just had this, like... misconception about what her roles are and, like, what happened between us. And he's like, I have no idea what she's talking about, so.
I have no idea, but you know what I really love? Mabel toast. Just, like, intensely bland.
Yeah, he's just, like, kind of, like, looking at us wide-eyed, like, boo. And she goes, yeah, we're good, right? And he's like, yeah.
So now Captain Lee is going to be having dinner with the guests, and Kate's like, Chandler, it looks like we're going to need a ninth chair for dinner tonight. You can make it look like a throne, or you can even, I mean, that fold-out chair looks great. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I didn't realize you were there.
Yeah, because when she tells him Captain's coming to dinner, he's like, we only have 8 chairs, so she's like,
Okay, we'll just make one look like a throne. Okay.
Caroline, can you just, like, get on your hands and knees and let Captain Lee sit on you? Thank you so much.
Every Kate scene this episode ends with a dink. She's like, okay, bye. And it goes, dink.
Kate's like, I've had a long day. I've exerted so much energy. I mean, I swatted at 2 flies. That's a lot.
Dink.
So then Kate's like, Caroline and Josiah, you can change into your blacks, but don't take longer than 6 minutes. That's directed at you, Caroline, because I know you're very flustered at the moment. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. While her foot's, like, through her arm sleeve.
Cut to Riley carrying, like, mountains of trash. And the captain's just watching from the upper deck, like,
I also like Kate and Caroline. They get on the tender to go to the beach, and Josiah is just sitting at the edge of the boat. He just goes, goodbye. Just like, you stupid, stupid girl taking over my spot with Kate. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Michelle. So
there
they
goes
get
Michelle.
So they get to the dock, and Kate's trying to bond with Caroline because, like, who else is there? Nobody, you know? So she's like, listen here, Pup Tent. I've got an idea. And she starts, like, twirling that parasol thing behind her head,
winding up her shade.
Yeah. She's like, if you and Chandler have a baby together and conceive it on the boat, you can name her Sienna. Come on. He's cute. He's funny. Yeah. I just wrote down Kate shrug talking. She's really perfected, like, the way of, like, shrugging with your voice. Like,
she's like, you can name it Sienna Kate. That's a nice middle name. I think it's nice. I think it's good. But what am I doing sitting here giving parenting advice to an igloo cooler? I mean, oh, no, that's you, Caroline. I'm sorry. I got confused for a moment.
Okay, paper lantern. That's enough of you.
Okay, time to shoot this crab back out to the beach. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. It's you.
Oh, thank God for beer koozies. Am I right? Ooh, so then they give this evil close-up of Riley in her room eating a piece of bread. Now, why is she doing it right in the lens of the little GoPro in her bedroom? I don't know, but it was very rude.
Yeah, I think it was a hidden message to her ex. Like, the ex was always like, I can't stand you. Don't even eat carbs anymore. So this is her being like, yeah, I eat carbs and now I'm on TV.
Yeah, so fuck off. And Ross is like, I'll just bet with Captain Lee. Also, there's a miscommunication. Do you agree? And she's like, well, yeah, because he says, like, do things this way. And then you say, do it this way. And, like, that, like, honestly, that's how I get frantic. Like, that's what's doing it to me.
Yeah. Also, this bread.
This guy is the worst. So he's like, see what I mean? That's what I mean about the breakdown of communication. And I have to apologize now because, all right, here's what happened. I went to see Captain Lee up on the up deck. And he said, be specific. And I said, now, this is not going against you because I mentioned your name. And that's a direct quote, by the way. He goes, this is not going against you because I mentioned your name.
Like, yeah.
Did you just think he's like, if you could keep talking, nobody's going to hear what you're saying? And surely enough, she didn't really, you know?
Yeah. And also, by the way, did Captain Lee say be specific? He, like, went up there and was basically like, oh, I shouldn't be saying this, but Riley's a disaster. Like, now, here's what happened, Riley. I went up there and I said, someone is being a terrible worker. And he said, be specific. I said, I surely cannot do that. I cannot mention anyone's name. He said, say it. I said, no, Captain Lee. No, I don't even know why I'm here. Someone put a spell on me. Why am I saying these things? I don't want to. And he said, spit it out. And I said, I can't say anything. I'm not that sort of person. I would never throw someone under the bus. And finally, I just had to say your name. I'm so sorry.
So sorry. He said, really? And I said, yes. Oh, damn it, I messed up by his funky accent again. Also, the captain in a later meeting does say, all right, now be specific with me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't to Ross. I don't know if it was cut out or what. But he is still, no matter what happened in that meeting, he's still a little wuss for making this all right. And Riley's like, it's like a game of telephone, right? Okay. Hello? Anyway, she falls for it, basically.
Caroline.
Huh?
I said, I like to call it a game of Caroline.
It's like it's picking up, but you know it's not understanding you. So now it's nighttime at the luau party, and she's like, this took a lot of work to find native fire-breathing dancing people and a 5-star dinner in a hut I've never been to on a boat.
And on top of that, we found some weird inflatable rat water toy, which was really cool. Oh, Caroline again. I'm so sorry.
Who brought the pool noodle? Ah, Caroline. Jeez. Sorry.
You fool me every single time, Caroline.
Thanks, Kate!
So Captain Lee puts on his best Tommy Bahamas, and they all go, and there's, drummers. And Adrian is like, my favorite nickname I've been given is Merlin, because I, create things out of, thin air.
I make concoctions like coconut, lime. I'm like, there's literally a song that goes, put the lime in the coconut, put it all in or something. Okay. He's like, salt, pepper, it's crazy. Scallions, onions, spices, it's all going to come out. It's like, yep, those are pretty standard.
Yeah. Oil and vinegar. I came up with this thing. I call it peanut butter and chocolate. Booah, Merlin.
So then over at the boat, everybody's cleaning. The rest of them are cleaning. And Chandler's like, all right, going to shut my eyes for 15.
Yeah. Another 15, you know what you'll say, right? Mm. And then Riley's like, hey, before you are totally useless, do you have a plan for the shifts tonight? And Chandler's like, I'm going to sleep. And you guys are going to do all the work. So I think that's that.
Pretty much. I'm going to scratch my chin so it looks like I'm really thinking about... And asleep.
Yeah. Asleep. So back at the beach thing, Kate and Josiah are doing a little hula dance. And Caroline's just off in the corner fiddling with garbage. Being like, how do I tie it? It says hefty, but this
that
is really
shot.
More than hefty.
That shot was so rude. Because these are all, handhelds following them around at this thing. And it's like Kate and Josiah bonding. And then... She really was just over in a corner with a huge thing of trash, and you see the spotlight come on her when the camera turns towards her, and she just looks at the camera like, meow.
I mean, it looks almost like she's slow dancing with the trash at this point.
And Kate's like, oh, Josiah, can you do this hula dancing, telling a story with your hands?
It's such a good dance for two. Three would be too much. I'm glad we're just two. Just two of us doing it.
There's only two for tea, not three for tea, even though that rhymes.
I know three's company, but I don't want company tonight.
It's just two and me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's Captain Lee is like Beyonce, and we're like the backup dancers. And he goes, Michelle, I won't be Michelle.
I'm never Michelle, which I was like, I love that even on Below Deck, Michelle gets shaded. Poor Michelle. Poor Michelle Williams. She will, even just Josiah on Below Deck is shading Michelle. Caroline, at this point, Caroline is done with the trash. She probably has a tuna can stuck to her kneecap at this point. She doesn't realize. But they're doing the hula thing, making jokes about Beyonce and Michelle and everything. And Caroline's like, yeah, it's like the moves are sort of anyway, the wind is picking up. I'm hearing sounds.
But Michelle, they're hula dancing together, and Caroline's like, should I hula dance? Should I not? God, I don't know what to do. Jeez, I'm not able to do. And so she doesn't. So she's kind of left out, because she doesn't join in the hula dance.
Yeah, she's trying to laugh to be cool with it, but it's clear they're not inviting her to the hula dance, and they're just talking over her about Beyonce and Michelle and Dreamgirls.
I know, and I feel like it all went downhill right here just because she just didn't join in the hula dance. I feel it was a very, of course they've been shading her forever, but really for this cast, and especially for these two, Josiah and Kate, you know they were going to turn out to be totally evil to whoever was not them, right?
I know. And they're trying to be nice.
They're trying to be nice.
They just can't. They can't.
I know. And so then, that was the thing, because I've been impressed this whole time. And they were even like, look at us, hula dancing right next to you. Windsock. So, But she couldn't quite do it, so she's laughing too hard. And Kate's like, Captain Lee's like the dream girl, and we're the backups. By the way, Jennifer Hudson was the one who won an Oscar for that film, so...
Oh, anyway, Caroline, you can go back with Ross now. Ross, we're sending the mop back with you. Ross.
Oh, poor thing. I mean, I feel really bad for Caroline in this because she seems totally kooky, but she seems like nice.
I think she seems lovely.
She actually does try to communicate her feelings a lot. She's like, here's how I feel. But everyone's like, yeah, it's not the time for feeling.
I think she seems lovely, but she is not meant to be in a confined space with strong personalities and TV cameras.
Yeah, it's like an M&M in a couch. You feel bad that it got lost, but it's like you can't blame anybody for eating you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she needs to work at a coffee shop. Not like a Starbucks, just like some coffee shop called like Pennies and Clouds, you know, and like just work there. Make friends with the locals, serve cute coffee and slices of quiche, and call it a day.
Yeah,
that's the life she needs.
So yeah, Kate's like, Ross.
The paper
towel is coming back in case you are short of someone to sexually harass. Okay,
we are sending you some Up and Up towels from Target to help out with any messes there. So please enjoy them.
So back on the boat, Caroline's back on the boat, and Ross is like, Chandler, Freddy to Chandler, Ross to Chandler. And Caroline's like, he's asleep. And then it cuts to him again, asleep in his little sleeping mask.
Caroline's like at his door, just like listening in. Oh, that was a good inhale. Yeah, good exhale. That was a great job.
So then we cut back to the party, and Kate's just like partying now, you know? Dancing, and there's a fire dancer, and the captain's wow, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life, goddammit!
And I love when Kate goes, they're watching the fire dancing and all the, like, the local Tahitian stuff, and Kate's like, you know, the great thing about yachting is that we get to experience different cultures with the charter guests. It feels so good. I'm like, oh, except for Caroline, she doesn't get to, because I sent her back to the boat. Yeah.
So 10 p.m., Chandler finally gets up. Okay. Again.
Yeah. And now Chandler
like,
and
what's up, Missy? What are you gonna do after the charters? And she's like, I'm gonna travel more.
Yeah. I really want to travel and stuff, and you know, go to different places. He's like, yeah, I want to go to Majorca. Oh my god, that's where I'm going. Just kidding. Unless you're going there, and then I mean, like, I could go. I mean, I haven't bought my ticket yet. You want to go? I go. No, I won't go. Anyway.
Yeah, they're awkward flirting.
She's like, Caroline's like, yeah, I mean, Chandler's cute. I mean, you know, if I saw him on Tinder, I would swipe right on him. Like, right. Like, I actually did. I actually swiped right on him like 10 times. And still has not asked me out on a date.
His face is gray now, so I think he might have blocked me, but I'm not sure.
It's sort of awkward because I swiped right on him on Tinder. I'm sorry, I meant on the Tinder. That's why it was so awkward, because I kept on swiping him in person.
He's like, ow, my face. I'm going to take a nap. Caroline again is like very vulnerable and open with her feelings. She's like, I like you, and he's like, yeah, well, it's really hard for me to open up. She's like, yeah, but I'm just hoping you would. And he goes, takes time. Jeez, poor Caroline.
What you gonna do? So
they don't come for you.
Thank you for detecting what I was doing there. So I know you always will. You'll always get my Joseph references. So
actually, I turned it into Cops.
Oh, so I was doing.
I know. I figured it out after when you said thank you for being there for me, and I was like, whoops, I was not there for Ben. I feel like Caroline, like just a dropped ball.
Oh, I'm making my Joseph and Technicolor Dreamcoat references, and Chandler totally gets them. I mean, he doesn't totally get them, but I know he wants to get them.
Swipe.
block. I actually believe that her Tinder profile pic is her in a Technicolor dream coat. Caroline in Technicolor dream coat.
But she's always in the part where he gets thrown in the lion's den. She's like, someone will let me out of here at some point.
I mean, when I sang close every door to me, I didn't mean that you guys all have to close your doors to me in the hallway.
Literally in my face.
Oh no, not me.
So now they're breaking down dinner. They're going back to the boat. And once again, we have some more like gay porn moments from the deckhands where Chandler's like, all right, you guys can knock off now. Ashton, I'm going to knock you off now.
Yeah, I can handle this by myself. Oh, yeah. And then he's like, God, there's a lot of work here to do. Jeez. Because he lets the guys go to bed. He's like, God, yes. You guys sure deserve a rest. God, this is a lot. I'm going to do it by myself, but Riley.
Hey, Riley, could you do this instead? Club. Yeah, beach club. Bye.
Okay, now you have officially pushed me over into Riley's side, you piece of shit. Have you done anything all fucking day? You've gone to bed 4 times.
I don't even
blame the editing.
And don't even say it's because you were on lates, because you went to sleep at like 2:30 in the morning, and Caroline went to sleep at 5 in the morning, okay? And you got your 8 hours of sleep. So now, you know, now even Ashton's getting annoyed. He's like, I just think, Bray, that I think we could be better scheduled. I haven't had any good breaks. I've been going nonstop. And that's the thing. They've all been going nonstop, and Chandler just keeps on taking these, like, quote-unquote 15-minute breaks that are, like, clearly 2 hours.
Yeah, and then this is a really good porn scene for you. I totally thought of you in this scene. Because Ashton and Ross, right?
Yeah.
I just wrote Ash. Ashton and Ross go to bed, and Ross is like, I need to wind down a bit. Do you get any service on your phone? I'm like, oh, geez. Now you're going to look at porn together.
Yeah. That's hot.
And then so, Ashton's like, oh, I've got to get up early, mate. You've got to get up 5 to be up at 6. And he's like, oh, I guess you've got a lot to manscape. It's like, oh, geez, you two. Just do it already.
Yes, and let us watch. So, yeah, let's be really...
No, I don't need that.
Very specific type.
That's like
of...
amateur.
Yeah, well, yes.
Nothing.
It'd be like a weird, like, yeah. So,
like when people are into, like, homemade videos. I'm like, ew. No, I don't want that. You better get some lighting.
Yeah. Yeah, get some lighting and then we'll talk. So so now Kate's cleaning dishes with Caroline and Riley's writing a letter. It's like 12:35. And Caroline's like, I feel like there's more like cohesiveness in the first charter. And I feel like a little left out because you guys are roommates. And like, I totally get it. Like, you guys are roommates. So like, I get it. But like, you know, like, I just feel like a little left out. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's that crazy. And Kate's just like, I wonder why the blender is talking so much.
Do you remember when I asked that K-Cup machine how it was feeling? I did not expect it to answer. So
yeah, I'm surprised that the Vitamix has so many opinions. It's just a Vitamix after all. We paid a lot of money for it, but...
I guess I just felt left out when you guys were like breakdancing or whatever. Kate's just like... I wrote Kate sighs and dries.
Yeah, she goes, you know what, Caroline, if I may be patronizing for you to you for a moment... you're very sensitive. I've noticed that. Don't lose that, though. It's nice. Oh, thanks. No, I'm talking about the glasses. Those are nice glasses. Can you put them on the shelf? Thank you so much.
You know how you feel things? Wow, that's adorable. maybe you could feel things with a dish rag in your hand. That'd be great. Okay?
Do you think I'm crazy and ridiculous?
Yes.
Yes, we do. We think you're crazy, ridiculous, and amazing. And amazing. The perfect third stew. I mean, heck. You might even be the perfect fifth stew, okay? I mean, the duvet is doing some great work, too.
So she's like, well, I can see why she feels left out, because we leave her out. So.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she says,
we don't want to be mean girls, Caroline. You can sit with us, Caroline, on Wednesdays. We wear blue.
On Wednesdays, we wear our anti-Caroline shirts.
And she says, this is the problem with three. That's why I won't have threesomes. Because someone always feels left out. Caroline's like, oh!
That's accurate. She would be like, oh! And then
yeah, she's just kind of like, meh. That's her in the threesome. Like, I just wanted to, okay, I'll wait until you're 10.
Caroline, just think of it like this. It's a 5-pack of batteries, and the flashlights only need two for each. You're just always going to be the last one left out.
You're basically like a full bag of hot dogs, and we're like a full... back of buns, and
yeah,
the numbers just don't match, and someone's just not gonna eat that day. Okay,
listen, you don't fit in, but we still need you to get the rest of the hot dogs. Am I hyper-national at least? No,
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a
right, you two, dinner. Bobby, pizza for you. Daisy, chicken pie for you.
No, other way round.
Oh, so you're Bobby and you're Daisy. Sorry.
No, that's not my phone. order.
And why didn't you say? Pizza for Daisy, pie for Bobby.
Samsung Dual Cook Flex lets you cook two dishes at two different temperatures in one oven. Search Dual Cook Flex from Samsung, winners of the 2018 Which Large Home Appliance Brand of the Year Award.
Right, give me a bite.
No way!
Hi, this is Ella from the Delicious Yella podcast, which is currently in partnership with Dell. Focus on running your business instead of your IT when you have Windows 10 Pro. With built-in security, easy-to-implement management, and enhanced productivity to keep your business on the right track. And Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you the tech, advice, and one-to-one partnership to fuel your business growth. Having grown our business from nothing, I know how important it is to have the right PC and how valuable good, reliable advice is. To find out more about our business, come and have a listen to the Deliciously Ella podcast.
Rappin's commercial.
So it's the next morning, and Ross Chandler is still asleep while everyone else is working.
Yeah,
the editors officially hate Chandler now.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone else is working super hard. And then we have this random scene where First Mate Jake makes a cameo appearance talking with Captain Lee, and he's like, you know what I think would be awesome? Let's do a synchronized fender drop. And Captain's like, yeah, that's what I call yachting.
Then the cameras goes off, and he just starts beating Jake over the head with a tennis shoe. You camera whore! Get back down into the bowels of the boat where you belong, you idiot!
Synchronized fender, what do you think we do every fucking charter?
How about some synchronized ass kicking, Jake?
How about some synchronized get back to working, Jake?
Speaking of synchronization, Josiah's like, Kate, I've done a mimosa station. They can have either grapefruit or orange juice. And she's like,
cool.
But what about that Bloody Mary over there? Oh, that's Caroline. Oh, sorry. So now it's like there's some anchor time. It's breakfast. There's mini lobster quiches. Alan, by the way, the entire time, Alan, the primary charter guest, he's like, whoa. Oh, we're going to take this guy back. That's what I got to say. He's having the best time.
Hey, bad news, guys. We're still on the chef. God. Hey, guess who's the worst crew ever? The opposite of your crew. That's who.
So Captain Lee basically is like, okay, all right, everyone, we're gonna do a synchronized fender drop, and we're gonna start with the port and then do the starboard. Mm-hmm. So all the deckhands are standing around waiting for Chandler to come up with a plan, and of course he's like nowhere to be found. So Ross is like, all right, I guess I'll take over. So he tells everyone, like, all right, we're gonna do the port, then the starboard, we're gonna do this and that. He does a whole plan, and then Chandler radios in. He's like, hey guys, we're just gonna do port before starboard, okay? That's what we're gonna do. It's like, thanks, Chandler. Thanks.
Yeah, but in this case, see, like, Ross and Chandler are both on my nerves, so I don't know whose side to take.
I'm
just
on
like
Ross's
the show
side.
Friends.
I like Ross more than Chandler, way more than Chandler.
Well, on the show, I like Chandler more than Ross, you see? I mean, so there's going to be our main dividing factor through the whole season.
I like Ross more than Chandler on the show, too.
But Ross is like, well, I guess we're not going to get instructions, so you do this, and you do that, and you do this. So that's not your fucking job, okay? And then Chandler does come over the radio and give instruction. And then they start laughing, and I'm like, but he actually did it. Like, he got out of bed for this one.
I'm not giving Chandler any credit for getting out of bed. Okay, so I feel like Ross had a bitch moment, but I think overall he's, like, a nice guy, and I think that he's, like, really responsible. Whereas I think that Chandler had a bitch moment, and he's also a napper, and I don't like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
So then Riley's cleaning, and she's like, look at me cleaning! And then the captain's like, well done, Riley.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
God, I miss those commercials.
Nice Foley. Nice
what
Foley.
Was that?
It would come after Family Ties, at the end of Family
oh,
Ties.
Oh, yes.
The production company tag.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog. Why doesn't Ubu make more stuff? Can we have another Ubu television show so we can, like, have
the shelf life of a dog? You know what I mean? So the guests leave, and they're like, okay, guys, now here's one envelope. This is a good tip. But here's a second envelope. This is an excellent tip. It's like, okay, you know, I know we complain about monsters, but get off this boat, nice people.
So then afterwards, get off this boat, nice people. So Caroline's like, that was just like a beautiful speech, and it was a beautiful charter, and like I'm starting to tear up a little bit, and I don't know, like it's just beautiful, like, I can't help but cry. And Josiah's like, Kate, the Sparklets machine is leaking. Oh, that's you crying, Caroline, isn't it?
So, let's see, they're cleaning, and Caroline and Riley, yeah, she's like, it's so beautiful. And then Kate's like, okay, well, Kate to anybody, Kate to anybody, Kate to living, breathing people, obviously not Caroline. There's a suitcase in the foyer if someone wants to run that out. And Chandler's like, where's Riley? God damn it, Riley, there's luggage.
Yeah, because by the way, he gave the order for them to all change because they were done and they didn't take out the luggage yet. So she had already gone to change. So yeah, the rest of them hadn't changed yet. So they're all starting to shut the luggage. And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm changing as per the orders, just finishing changing. And then she was like, we're not changing until luggage is off. It's like, I'm sorry, I just came back to change as instructed. And Captain Lee's just sitting there listening like, God damn it, miscommunication, telephone game.
You fucking prick. Riley, I love that she's always cussing people out under her breath.
Yeah. And so Chandler's like, I mean, did she not see all of us run out in our outfits? Mm-hmm. No, she didn't. That's the point.
Yeah. Maybe she's got things over her eyes so she can sleep for 5 times a day. How about that?
Yeah, maybe she's like hallucinating at this point because she hasn't had a bunch of cat naps, okay?
So then we see everybody like changing, napping, cleaning, whatever. Ashton's like, I'm working out, boy!
I also have to say in that panel, because they did the panel shot like 24 where you see everyone changing, and everyone's changing except for Captain Lee, who's back in his like table sit where he's like his head is like resting on one hand and he's just like, oh God, the windows are dirty again.
Captain Lee is just sitting there like,
he's like in an existential
completely
crisis.
Despondent. Yeah. He's just the whole episode. He's just sitting there staring off into space. Even when people are talking directly to him, he's like staring at the wall behind them like, ah, God, bloody damn hell. Jesus, mother effing Christ on a what a God damn. Like, it's just a running train of God damn it's going through his head.
So then Caroline goes to like the threshold of Kate's room and she's like, and Kate's like, oh, come up. You know, you're always welcome here. I mean, how else are we going to mock you?
This is a stupid house, not just the Kate and Josiah best friends that you'll never be a part of it now. So come on, let's just have a meeting here. Okay, how about that?
Okay, Josiah, you do something fabulous. Caroline, you do everything else. Great, here's a list. She's like, oh my God, your lists are so helpful. They are, aren't they?
Caroline, dust yourself off. Okay, thanks.
Hey, oh, Kate, why do you keep tapping me on the head? Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were the stapler.
Kate's like, God, I love when these Cheetos are stale. Don't you, Josiah? And by Cheetos, I mean Caroline. Okay.
So Caroline leaves, and Josiah goes, she makes me laugh so much.
She's like, I know. She gets sad because we have the sea shorthand, like stale Cheetos. You know, like Dustbuster, get out of my penthouse, etc. I mean, I get it. We need to make like more of an effort to include Caroline. And he goes, absolutely.
It's not like we don't like her. We just don't like her.
So he's like, we have the same mindset. We've both mastered the resting bitch face. So Kate's like, all right, well, this was a fun stale Cheeto meeting, but I gotta go get Captain Lee's juice and pick up his dirty underwear.
Yeah. Stops her notebook down.
So now,
oh, by the way, that scene ended with, dink!
I have to listen to the dink. I really do. So now, meanwhile, Riley is complaining about the way Chandler talks to her, and she's saying how, like, basically, Chandler doesn't talk to the guys the way he talks to her, you know, all this stuff. And Ross, all of a sudden, Ross, maybe because he's fed up about that whole synchronized fender situation, or maybe he feels bad about tattling, he's like, oh, I know, you're doing a great job. I can see you're doing a great job. You're a great job. You're a great little gay, aren't you?
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he realized that a one-person mutiny is not really going to work.
Yeah.
So Ashton and Ross are like doing bro hugs in their tip meeting. And the captain's like, all right, everything was great. Food was a hit. Luau nailed it. Exterior was outstanding. God, even that mop trying to hula dance was pretty entertaining for about 5 seconds.
We got a great tip. We got $22,000 and a poinsettia plant. Oh, wait, that's Caroline.
So they decide, you know, what time is it? It's party time. The music's like, yeah, it's the best tip we've ever gotten. And then the chef goes, money doesn't have that much value in my eyes. And the music's like,
wah, wah, wah. And I have three eyes, so that's like a lot of no value. And Chandler, I want to see you in 5 minutes upstairs before I elevate the bar for another synchronized fender drop. Fender drop! So Chandler goes upstairs, and Captain Lee sits him down, and he's like, so, this isn't a trick question, but I'm going to trap you. How's that crew going? No problems, huh? No problems, huh? So Chandler starts
like, like kind of looking up into his head. Yeah. And Captain's like, now be specific. Be specific. Go, team. Specific. So Chandler's
like,
well,
an alligator and we're going to eat you up.
Well, there's always like backlash or something. Like you say something, but then on the back end, there's backlash on the back end. It's like, from, be specific. Riley. Her name is Riley. Just Riley. That's it.
Yeah, and like Captain Lee is, because basically Chandler's saying like, I mean I don't see what we can do with her anymore. I mean, she's a woman. I mean, what do you do with that? So basically Captain Lee is like, he's like, you know what, she's doing her job, she's hard to get along with, but so what, she's doing her job. But Chandler is like, he's like really, really trying to get her fired.
Yeah, he's going hard. And the captain says, Chandler seems to have a hard on for Riley, and I don't mean that in the biblical sense.
Are there a lot of hard-ons in the Bible?
Well, apparently, there's a lot of people in the world.
That's true.
See?
Yeah.
That's where it all started. And am I right, people?
Hard-ons in the Garden of Eden. Eden. So, anyway, there's, like, talk. And basically, Captain Lee's like, well, you know, there's being talk. Someone came up here who was not Riley. His name rhymes with S for less. And he said there's been a breakdown in communication. And so now Chandler's like, oh, well, I've never had a problem with communication. I'm like, well, that's the thing with breakdowns in communication. You won't get to hear if you've had a problem.
Yeah, you dumbass. And he's sitting there with his hands behind his head. Like, don't argue with the captain with your armpits. Okay, put those away. You're in a meeting. And he's like, do you have any advice for me? Like, for example, can I just staple a penis onto Riley? And the captain's like, here's some advice. How about a meeting before the charter or a schedule? People work with schedules. And he's like, this is yachting, okay? If I give him plans for today, it might not be that way tomorrow. Well, he's not saying a year-round calendar. Oh,
yeah, so make a new plan for tomorrow. Yeah, that's called having a daily meeting.
He's like, here's my plan. Going to bed. Meet him out.
So then, meanwhile, Kate brings Josiah a glass of champagne. She's like, here. Let's toast to our two-person stew crew.
So they start talking about who's going to bone and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they're just gossiping.
Like, maybe not tonight, but I bet Ashton and Riley are going to fight and then have sex. Like two alligators fighting over a ham hock. Just red kill.
I guess that's one way to say Caroline. So... and then down in the crew mess, there's like a weird moment where Adrian's like, it smells weird down here. It might be our invisible friends. I don't really even know what that was about.
And then Josiah smells his armpits and he's like, maybe your alien counterpart. And then the chef just looks like stares around the room and he's like, notice he never denies it. And the chef just stays quiet. He's like, see, not denying it. Alien. No.
I'd like aliens to encounter Josiah. I'd like to see how that would work out. Like, we come in peace. Great. Maybe next time you should come in fashion.
We went down to Earth and came off the spaceship, and then some gay guy put a hat over our face and walked away.
We traveled 30,000 light years to get to Earth, and then as soon as we got there, we just kind of felt like outsiders.
How about traveling lighter years?
I can't believe you're able to travel light years when you look so heavy.
Here, take Caroline.
I suppose they must have lots of carbs on your end of the galaxy. Here, take Caroline.
How about try some intergalactic fasting? How about that?
Here, you can have Caroline, but I suggest you don't probe her unless you want nightmares. It'll be worse for you.
So Caroline...
We've already probed as much as we can, and let me tell you something, there's nothing there.
We didn't know if it was an anal probe or an ear cleaning.
I don't know how you can probe this beach ball, but you can give it a try. Oh, it's Caroline. Never mind.
So Riley is snuggling with Ashton, and she's like, I'm tired. You stink. He's like, do I? As he kind of just stares at his phone. Like, you could really do anything to Ashton at this point. He's just like, all right, whatever. So then she's like, well, there's obviously some kind of chemistry. Like, we snuggle. Like, would he take it further? Probably. And he's like...
Yeah, he's like, I haven't slept in 5 days. So now it's like, you know, we're approaching nighttime. The guys are all hanging out, drinking some beers, and they're just like egging on Chandler about Caroline. This has become a thing where they just are trying to make Caroline and Chandler a thing. And Chandler's like, no, I'm not in. I like normal girls.
Good he just Lord. Looks just that like was terrified. Like an airplane just passed by your house.
It was Josiah arriving in a private plane to be like, are you going to end this podcast or what? You know, this is not to be like that, but I wasn't sure necessarily that Chandler was straight. I didn't realize. So
I can't even tell anymore.
I'm not trying to do it in a way to be like, oh, he's gay, whatever. I actually generally thought like he was maybe on our team. So I was surprised.
You know what? I have no idea. I mean, it's 2018. I could have my penis inside of you and still not know whether you're gay or not. Gay.
You know what?
Like, it's
true.
Just a different time. Okay.
Exactly.
He's a prick,
all...
whatever he is.
Yeah, whatever he is. We're all on one big spectrum, aren't we?
So Kate's telling Caroline, okay, Caroline, you're done for the day. And Caroline goes, yay! And then she, like, shakes her hand. She goes, deaf clap.
Yeah, like, oh, that's a little, no pun intended, that's a little tone deaf.
Yeah, tone deaf, Kate.
So now they are, like, going out, they're getting dressed, like, they're getting, like, they're giving each other massages in the van. Kate's not wearing a bra. The night's going to get crazy.
Yeah, Ross farts on Ashton's face, or is that later? I just had that nap. Like, don't forget. Okay, yeah. So
they basically
go out, and you know this is a below deck dinner because they are all having espresso martinis, except for Caroline, bless her heart. She decides tonight's the night she's going to stay sober, which, wrong night!
Yeah, wrong night. So they all do toasts. They're like, let's all raise a glass. Let's toast each other. Let's toast every single competent crew member on this at this table right now. Clink, 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 clink. And Caroline's like, Kate, you forgot to clink me.
God. She goes, sorry.
Sorry, I thought you were the menu. So Caroline and Chandler are talking about being tired on charter.
Yeah, these two.
Just like
this
lots of chemistry.
Couple. Yeah, and then Josiah's like, just go have sex already. Tired sex. Very tired sex.
So it's like Riley's watching two sheets of sandpaper having sex.
Mm-hmm. Riley's like, I could use a good fuck. And Kate's like, how long's it been? Yeah, you need it. It's been since last summer. Yeah, you need it. And Ashton goes, she's naughty. He like gets all Austin Powers all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So basically, everyone's getting wasted, and Caroline's like, hey, Kate, I'm going for a smoke. Do you want to come? She's like, no, not really.
Yeah, I think I'd rather sit here with Riley, if that gives you any indication of my interest in hanging out with you right now, Caroline.
I'm in a very deep conversation with this bread basket, so...
So Caroline basically goes to smoke a cigarette with Chandler. So they're all snickering because they're like, oh, of course, Chandler's gone, Caroline's gone, etc., you know.
So back on the boat, Riley's getting pissed because she's heard all these rumors. So she's trying to get Caroline to open up, and they eat a dessert out of the fridge or whatever, like some peach cake.
And by the way, the reason why Riley is pissed is because Riley and Caroline are becoming fast friends. They're roommates. But if Caroline is interested in Chandler, that's a problem for Riley because Chandler is Riley's arch nemesis. It's a little bit of like what we saw with Hannah and Brooke and Zhao.
Yeah, a little below deck mid storyline.
Yeah.
So Chandler comes in. He's like, oh, somebody eating naps? I'd love some. So he starts eating some of the cake, and Riley's like, Riley out! And so later, that's when Ross farts.
Yeah, that's
on
when Ross
head.
Farts on Ashton, which is really like an important for all of us.
Yeah. So Caroline's like, we are not dating. I think this started with Kate, and then Kate comes in. She's like, hi, you guys. This hot tub is so hot, and these drinks are so cold. And then and they're like, God, she's wasted. And then Kate literally, and they're in one of those tiny cabins, and Kate literally turns her back to Caroline's face and then just stands there.
Just,
oh, this show.
It's so good. It's so good. So Josiah goes and makes some ramen and brings the bowls of ramen upstairs. And now Kate and Josiah are drunk. They've got ramen. And they've been building up their power all season long. They've been building up their power, and now it is time. It is time to unleash full-on mean girl bitchery.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the alcohol or the sodium, but they sure went there. So yes. She's like, all right, Caroline. Oh, Caroline, somebody called. Her name is Laundry. Go do it. That would be great.
Hey, Josiah, if you could fire anyone, who would you fire? And you get extra points if you say Caroline.
He's like, and then she goes, Riley, she's the moron.
Yeah.
And then he goes, like Caroline. I was like, oh my God, you're alienating the entire boat.
And Caroline's like downstairs in the hallway. Like all these words are like just echoing throughout the yacht, you know? Like you hear it like all across Tahiti. You know, all the little fish in the sea are listening.
Kate's like, well, yeah, we have a problem with her. We need to talk with her tomorrow. Like, we can't go through another charter of her talking, and not hearing. It's like, speaking of, I heard what you were saying. It's like, come in.
That laundry basket certainly has a lot to say.
Come in, come on. Come on, Dust Bunny, roll on in here.
Well, let's talk about it, Dirt Devil. Come on in. I love her, but she is an idiot. Oh, you're right there, aren't you?
Oh, my God. I'm cracking up because this really was funny to watch, but oish, I cringed and felt bad for Caroline.
I know, this show is tricking
me this year because every week it's changing my mind. But, of course, this week, I mean, I did feel pretty bad for Caroline.
I felt bad for Caroline, but I feel bad especially because she seems so sweet, but I just love watching two people be like catty and mean. I'm sorry. I like it. I like watching it. It's funny. So that was Below Deck. Why don't we move on to some listener spotlight, shall we?
Let's do it.
Spotlight. So listener spotlight is where we turn the show over to you guys, and we let you all speak. If you to do it, you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins, and you support at the listener spotlight level or Crappins spotlight or above, and basically we turn over the show for 2 minutes to you to talk about things. We put out a request for our listeners to tell us about who is their favorite housewife or Bravo person, who do they think is the most underrated, and who do they hate. And answering that call this week is Megan Taylor. Let's go listen.
Megan Taylor!
Hey, guys. It's Megan the Slayer Taylor here. I've never done one of these, but when Ben and Ronnie posted this, I had to do it. Okay, so favorite housewife, I'm going to say Luann. I mean, is she socially
my favorite
ignorant and
yes.
possibly racist?
Of course.
Yes, but she also gives the best TV. So I'm gonna say Luann is the best housewife of all time. Most underrated, I'm gonna say Heather Thompson.
I think it's a great choice.
Oh, Heather Thompson, yeah.
Which is probably why she isn't on anymore, other than upsetting Bethany, but that's in a whole nother story. Her calling Aviva a motherfucker in Luann's now destroyed Hamptons home was amazing. And I'll never get over it. I love it. I love her. I want her back, to be honest. Who is my most hated? That is so easy. That is one Victoria Gunvalson. She literally tried to profit off of cancer patients during Brooks's fake cancer scam. I've got the receipts. I mean, I don't have them in front of me. They kind of turned to dust in my purse, but trust me, she's the worst. And she's never taken accountability for anything she's ever done in her life, and I just can't handle people like that. Other than that, I think that's it. I'm going to give a special shout out to Jax for being my most hated person, but that's just because I was on antibiotics for 3 weeks, and some of you understand and know that story. Love you guys. Love you, Ben and Ronnie. Love the whole community, and this is just amazing. And okay, bye.
Oh, thanks, Megan. Oh,
good one, Megan. Long time listener, Megan. Thank you for all the support you give us, you little slayer. Yeah.
Good choices. And if you are someone who is supporting us at the Crappens mailbag level and you also want to chime in with your favorite Bravo Liberty and most underrated and who you hate the most, be sure to follow the instructions on Patreon and send in your audio clip. We look forward to hearing you all. And that was Listener Spotlight for this week.
Spotlight. Yes, we love you, everybody. Thanks so much for being here and supporting us. We will see you in Seattle next month and then Nashville the month after that. To get tickets, go to our calendar at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, your King of Snarcasm t-shirts only have about a week left, so go get those. Everybody, we sure love you. Talk to you next time.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone. Hey, there's my ride.
Listen to the award-winning Women in Business podcast from NatWest, a series presented by June Sarpong. Discussing the highs and lows, she's joined by budding entrepreneurs alongside NatWest's Women in Business specialists. Plus tips from leading businesswomen, including Martha Lane Fox and the British Fashion Council's Caroline Rush. Search NatWest to listen and subscribe, and to find more interviews with industry experts, hosted by Mary Portis.